It was the day after Christmas, 1946, in Santa Clara, Utah. As a young 9-year-old boy, I asked my mother if I could take my Christmas gift, a new bow and arrow set, and go up on the hill behind our home to hunt for rabbits. It was late in the afternoon, and Mother was reluctant, but with my coaxing, she agreed to let me go, but only if I was back home before dark. As I reached the top of the hill, I put an arrow on the bow and started walking quietly through the sage and chaparral bushes, hoping to see a rabbit feeding at the base of the brush where the tender grass was still green. I was startled by a large jackrabbit that jumped out from a sage bush right in front of me. I pulled back on the bow, taking a quick aim, and let the arrow fly at the fleeing, darting rabbit. The arrow missed, and the rabbit disappeared through the brush ahead. I went to where I thought the arrow had hit the ground to retrieve it. Only 3 arrows came with the bow, and I didn't want to lose this one. I looked where the arrow was supposed to be, but it wasn't there. I looked all around the area where I was sure it landed, but I couldn't find it. The sun was setting in the west, and I knew that it would be dark in about 30 minutes, and I did not want to be late getting home. I searched again the area where the arrow should have been, looking carefully under every bush, but it was not to be found. Time was running out, and I needed to start for home to get there before dark. I decided to pray and ask Heavenly Father to help me find the arrow. I dropped to my knees, closed my eyes, and prayed to my Father in Heaven. I told Him I didn't want to lose my new arrow, and I asked Him to show me where to find it. While still on my knees, I opened my eyes, and there in the sage bush, immediately in front of me, at eye level, I saw the colored feathers of the arrow partly hidden by the branches. I grabbed the arrow and began to run for home, arriving there just before dark. I will never forget that special experience. Our Heavenly Father had answered my prayer. That was the first time I had prayed for Him to help me, and He did. That evening, I learned to have faith and trust in my Father in Heaven. When we need help, even as a naive little boy with an important concern, our Heavenly Father hears our prayer, and with love, He gives us the guidance we seek. Jesus Christ, our Savior, said to us, "Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand and give the answer to thy prayers." From the Scriptures, James instructs us, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." President James E. Faust teaches us, "A fervent, sincere prayer is a two-way communication, which will do much to bring His Spirit flowing like healing water to help with the trials, hardships, aches, and pains we all face. Prayer is one of the stepping stones on the path that leads us to eternal life with our Father in Heaven. Faith is another stepping stone that is critical to our eternal salvation. The Savior also said, "And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you." 30 years ago, a true story unfolded in the most remote part of New Zealand. The wind-swept Chatham Islands are located in the South Pacific Ocean, about 500 miles east of Christchurch. A hardy and resourceful 650 people lived there, isolated in the lonely, harsh environment of those days. And a young, inexperienced, and newly qualified doctor was responsible for their medical care. An 8-year-old boy, Shane, had sustained a serious